Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
All right, please be seated. Hallelujah. I said I won't teach, but I want to do it for a few minutes. Am I allowed?
Yes.
Let me teach on when Zoe takes over. When Zoe takes over. Some of the things I'm about to share with you, I've never shared before. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. When Zoe takes over, Genesis chapter 2 from verse 18 to 21. I don't know what God is doing at this conference. I'm just scared to teach even some things I've not shared before. So it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And then what does God do immediately after? The Bible says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he will call them. Listen, there are times in the Bible where God watches to see your response. Like with the burning bush, he watches to see Moses' response. Now, he's doing something to elicit a response because you see, there are some things God wants to do with you that will require that you position in a particular way. And so there are some experiences that he brings you into to stir up a response, a disposition that will make you fitting for what will be next. So think about it. God wants a help comparable to Adam. And what does he do? Out of the ground, he forms every beast of the field so that he will see what Adam will call them. What is the correlation between a spouse and an animal? I'll tell you. When Adam began to name, he started naming tiger, tigress, lion, lioness. That was when it dawned on him. Everybody has spouse, only me. That was the moment the singleness dawned on him. Listen, there are some things the Lord does to put in you a desire. Paul put it this way. It is God who works in you to will and to do. Come on, now you get what I'm saying? It might be somebody whose today looks like your tomorrow, or somebody who's sometimes he just brings you in close proximity. So that Peter, whose 9 to 5 was literally in the water, but it never occurred to him that he could walk on water, he sees Jesus walk on water and he's never the same again. For the first time in his life, it dawns on him he can do it too. Come on, are you listening to me? So that's what he did with Adam. That's what he's doing with some of you. He's doing with some of you. He's bringing you in close proximity. This is one of the ways creative miracles happen. They happen by sight. God will just bring you where you can see. Somebody might be doing, it might not be the exact same thing, but something that just sparks in you possibility. Now you know it can be done. I've seen you do it for my neighbor. You are in the neighborhood. It can be done. I'm telling you. Prophetic examples are very powerful ways that God stirs up and nudges us. And all of a sudden, now let me say this. I preached this in Triumph 30. Sometimes God even does this with your enemies. Are you listening to me? If you read the story of Hannah, she was okay with the fact that she didn't have a child until that other wife started mocking her. And for once, the consolation of her husband was not enough. He said, am I not worth more than 10 sons? She went to go and press. She pressed to the extent that she got, the prophet's attention. What are you doing? And she said, I'm pouring out my heart to the Lord. And he said, the Lord has heard your petitions. Not every consolation is good. Sometimes the Lord allows the anger to drive you into a new dimension of power and strength. Please, are you listening to what I'm saying? There is a reason why that person in your office will not allow you rest. Always frustrating you. Because sometimes God allows your enemies drive you into his will. God told the disciples, he said, go into all the world. All of them camped in Jerusalem until persecution started. By the time they killed Stephen, all of them, they disappeared. And in that, they fulfilled the original intention of the Lord. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? So that was the first thing God did to spark in him a desire. So now he has a desire. And the Lord God caused. God did not do it until he desired it. God did not do it until he desired it. God will not just give Abraham children. He needs to make you, show you in the sky. I can give you this many children. It is that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. This is how God works. This is why bad theology is dangerous. Let me tell you something. I know that there are extreme teachings. Follow my history. I've always been against the extremes of prosperity gospel. But if you stretch it to the other extreme, and someone convinces you that God cannot bless you financially, you are in trouble. Because creative miracles move in the direction of desire. God must first work in you to will before he works in you to do. So if your will is under attack, you are in trouble. Come on, are you listening to me? I remember the first time I heard cessationism, the first time, some guys were saying God doesn't work miracles. And you know, it's very funny. Experiences are very funny. They are not as strong as doctrinal convictions. Because even John, he saw the heaven open, descending on Jesus. In a time of tribulation, he sent someone to ask, are you the one or should we wait for another person? There is something about miracles, eh? If you enter a strong challenge, if you are not careful, you will forget. The same Elijah that is calling down fire will hide because of Jezebel. Come on, are you listening to me? So in that period, even if I never believed it, somehow, the Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. And for the first time ever in my life, I went almost a full month without seeing one vision. And you see, for some of you, that's normal. I'm sorry to say. It's not normal for me. It's not normal. Sun up, sun down, and God doesn't talk to me once. It's not normal. I remember the service. I was in front, and I had enough. And I knelt and began to cry. I was repenting before the Lord. And just then, from the right side of the hall, an angel walked in and squatted with me, placed his hand on my shoulder, and that was the end forever. So it's very important what you believe God can do, what you believe God cannot do. The day I ever say God doesn't bless, maybe angels will appear physically and say, you are an ingrate. You are an ingrate. You know, despite all that heaven has done for you. Many testimonies I cannot share. Let me ask you, do you believe God blesses?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe God heals?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this prophetically. Do you believe that a woman that the doctor said cannot have children can have children? Do you believe that God can pick someone from the miry clay and set it upon the rock to stay? You believe in divine promotion? You believe in results that points to no one else and nothing else but the finger of God. I love that. Say, I believe. It's important too. So God wants to do something in Adam's life, and he first sparks the desire, the interest, before the miracle can happen. The next thing God does, the Bible says, the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. I wish I had enough time to show you that differentiation. There's something there. He caused a deep sleep and he slept. A deep sleep is one word in the Hebrew. A deep sleep. It is tadema. Okay? It is what? Now listen. Tadema is not always... It doesn't always have a deep spiritual significance. It can be just deep sleep, literal deep sleep. So just in case you've not been able to sleep, tadema is about to happen to you tonight. I'll never forget, there was a prayer place in school. When I was done praying, somebody came to me and said, I've not been able to sleep in days. And I held his hand and said, sleep. So he fell down there on the third road and slept off. I'm telling you, his friends had to carry him. So it is something the Lord can do literally. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
But understand this. More often than not in the Bible, tadema was something God himself did or something that God himself caused. And it was not ordinary sleep or fatigue. Tadema comes with heaviness. Sorry to say this, but you see, this is what fallen angels try to take advantage of. When they come to your room in your sleep, you know there is someone there, but you can't move. I know that there is a medical explanation. I know many people who think it's a spiritual attack, maybe are not experiencing a spiritual attack. I know I'm intelligent. But I don't want to tell you, see, there are some arguments I now resolve by practical. I will just bring you to the next deliverance session. I know they argue again. I know they argue again. Can a Christian have a demon? No, yes. No. Bring me to your church. I don't, no time. I don't have time. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, you know someone is in a room, but you can't move. Tadema. This false spirits are imitating something powerful in God. Heaviness, immobility, a God-induced condition, all right? Where you are rendered inactive. Rendered inactive. So that's what came on Adam. When I show you other instances where this was used, you will understand what I'm saying. All right? And then more often than not, you are between awareness and non-awareness. Some of you know exactly what I'm saying. Have you ever had a dream, but it was not a dream? That's tadema. You had a dream, but it was not a dream. This thing happened. You know it happened. If you know what I'm saying, raise your hand. It happened. It was in the dream, but it happened. Listen to me. When Adam saw Eve, he didn't act like he was seeing her for the first time. He was not surprised. He knew where she was from because he watched it. He watched it. He was sleeping, but he was awake. He watched her come out of his sight. God didn't need to introduce her. He looked at her. He said, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." He saw the whole operation. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've not taught this before, so I hope that the Lord gives me. But are you getting it thus far?
Yes, sir.
So now, between, let me show you something. Look at Job chapter 33, verse 15 and 16. Job 33, 15 and 16. Powerful text here. It says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep, when tadema, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering in their beds, verse 16, everybody read verse 16 together, one, two, go. Then he opens their ears, the ears of men, and seals their instruction. You see that? That's the exact word that was used for Adam. Then he opens it. So now, what happens during tadema? Divine instruction or divine creativity? Out of you comes Eve. Oh my God. I will just preach this thing. Those of you who get it, get it. Let me tell you. The reason I want to take time to teach these things these days is because the things of the Spirit must be taught. Otherwise, you may not see it. They must be taught deliberately. So, for instance, tadema works in divine protection. If you ever hear all those stories where someone is kidnapped and all of a sudden, God says, go, they won't catch you. And they walk out of there and they don't see them. That's tadema. Because deep sleep can happen while people are awake. You may need this thing one day. Oh. You may need... Something happened on campus. I know Pastor Mike was there because it was Pastor Mike. So there was an official that didn't want us to have a meeting. I was already speaking. He stood at the back, he called Mike. He said, go and tell him to shut that meeting down now. Ah, Mike said, sir, please don't stop this meeting. He said, go and tell him to shut that meeting down now. Mike came in, didn't know what to do, was pacing, you know, and all of that. Went back to beg him. This happened for minutes and the man got angry. Now walked in to stop the meeting. I didn't know this, I was just preaching. As soon as he got to the front, he paused, looked at the person by his side, shook the person, looked at the person by his left, shook the person, and joined the program till the end. So I didn't know what was happening. When I was done preaching, I recognized him, gave him the mic, he closed the meeting. So it was Pastor Mike who was seeing what was happening. I was just like, I have stranger examples, but I will leave it. You know, I looked at the board to see my scores. I wasn't very serious in school. Yes. It all started when the Lord showed me that I was going to do ministry. I was like, what was the point? Anyway, don't try this at home. So, so it wasn't as easy as it would be because I'm actually intelligent, you know. But I know courses I cannot fail in my sleep. I can't fail GST. I cannot. I look bored, see F as no, it's not possible. So sure enough, quite a number of people had that problem. So now, this guy is power hungry, unnecessarily. I went to him, knocked, come in, Sir, I had an issue with my exam, something. They said I can come here and check the script. Said, my friend, get out! I'm wondering, what did I do? Now, this happened several locations. I was getting frustrated, but I'm like, so will I carry over? Because somebody has childhood issues is dealing with, or what? So, now listen to me. I permit you to doubt what I'm saying. It's allowed. Because even me, I still don't believe it till now. And I don't know what came over me. So, the next time I went there, the last time I went there, I entered and I said, sir, please, I just want need to check my ticket. My friend, get out. So, I went out of the office, angered in my spirit, and I pointed at his door. I'm entering again, and in the name of Jesus, you will answer me. All I'm saying happened in less than 5 minutes. I opened the door. How are you? What is your name? I said, Emmanuel Iren. You're from my place. Abadie. So I couldn't believe what was happening. So I'm watching. I said, so I saw F and I don't think I failed. So he said, he did something students are not allowed to do. He said, that's the script. Those are the scripts. Look for it. Look for your script. I brought it out. I didn't have any. I had a B, But I saw it and I gave it to him. He effected it. That was it. So I left that place. Nobody had explained this thing to me. So Tadema works with protection. Let me show you a strange scripture. You probably have seen it, but you glossed over it. Jesus. Are you ready for it? 1 Samuel 26:12. Jesus. In case you are wondering how somebody can kill thousands of people with the jawbone of an ass, leave that. That might seem speculative, okay? But read this one. This one is clear. 1 Samuel 26:12. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awakened, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord. Man takaba yaka takaba kasete kepete. Sorry, listen. These things must be taught. There are manifestations of the spirit that will be lost if they are not taught. Is it in your Bible or not? So David went in where Saul and all his soldiers were, took everything, and none of them knew it or woke up because a deep sleep from the Lord came on them. So, Jesus said something. They wanted to kill him, and he just walked in their midst and walked away. I'm giving you many references. This thing is a well-known hack in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Look at Isaiah 29:10. Isaiah 29:10. So, part of protection is also restraint. Do you know that this can also happen in such a way that it's not just physical protection, but the Lord can stop somebody's mouth from telling you things or doing things against you. Isaiah 29:10. For the Lord had poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and had closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, he had covered. There are some things people don't know, and it is because it is not given to them to know. This one is judgment. But it's just part of it. It also works with prophecy, right? Prophecy. Asaile kambura kapaya. Job chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. Are you learning anything?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is so powerful. Even if I don't pray for you today, when I'm done teaching, your life has changed. I'm telling you. There are some things you don't still understand till now. What eloquence will the Israelites use to convince the Egyptians to give them gold? You've always wondered. The part of this teaching you can take. All right, let's move on. Job chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Now a thing was secretly brought to me. Kai. What did he say? And my ear received a little thereof in the thoughts from the visions of the night when deep sleep falls on men. Secrets. Have you woken up singing before? I've written songs like that. Woken up singing. A secret. Say with me, a secret. Look at how spiritual men talk. A secret was brought to me. Rehearse it. Say, secrets are brought to me in my sleep. Secrets are brought to me. Secrets about my future. Secrets about my marriage. Secrets about my relationship. Secrets about my children. Secrets about my health. Secrets are brought to me. Listen, you cannot have the Holy Ghost and every sleep of yours is normal. It's not right. You can't have the Holy Ghost and all your sleep is normal. Say it again. Say, secrets are brought to me. Say this from your spirit. Say, secrets are brought to me. Listen, in case you didn't hear it, somebody I know very well slept, dreamt, saw a product. Woke up and started working, learned how to produce it, started producing it. I said, he sells more than 1,000 pieces daily. I said, people have become billionaires this way. Okay, how do you explain that? Secrets are brought to me in my sleep. Secrets are brought to me in my sleep. I'm gauging what to tell you, what not to tell you. I know this thing well. Take this with a pinch of salt, since it's not theology. But like I said, the things of the spirit need to be taught. And I don't want to project my experiences on you. But listen, many dreams that people have that are from heaven, this is how it happens. An angel of the Lord stands by your bed and looks at you and beams something that looks like the light from a projector. And that's how you receive information. And some of you, I don't know if there's anybody here, in the closing moments of the vision, you actually sense someone was standing. Has something like that happened to you before? Because that was the source of it. I'm too much of a theologian to teach you these things. So, it is for protection. It is for prophecy. to know things that will happen, to have insight and understanding. Insight and understanding. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 12, what happened to Abraham? The Hebrew word was actually tadema, the same thing. The Bible says, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abraham, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. Look at verse 13. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs. So this is how the future can be revealed. Abraham in tadema got what was going to happen for the next 400 years. Deep sleep. I want to do something deliberately. Go back to verse 12. Let's read it again. I want you to see it. Because I want it to seep into your spirit. My God. All right. Read one to go. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. So now, this means there was a supernatural element to the deep sleep. Are you getting what I'm saying? Where did the horror come from? From the presence of God. So he came to him in the night. And the same way you would tremble if God appeared to you physically, he's trembling but in his sleep and he can't wake up. I said, this is what the enemy tries to take advantage of. This is someone else who say, I had a bad dream. Look at verse 13. One to go. And he said to Abram, know for a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. 400 years templates. 400 years. I said, when Zoe takes over. Tadema. Even pagan kings are having tadema. Seeing what will happen in the next 14 years. It was the same word, tadema, that was used for the Pharaoh of Egypt. How much more you? Come on, are you listening to me? Protection. Say protection. Prophecy. Say prophecy. And then one I want to dwell on. Creativity. Say creativity. Just focus. You know, it's a spiritual environment. Creativity. That's tadema. Focus. you will never be the same again. I said, you will never be the same again. Now, by the way, those of you who have experienced deliverance, or you have, God has used you to deliver somebody, that's exactly what happens in deliverance. The person wakes up after everything and it's like, where am I? What happened? When people fall under the power, that's what happens. Immobility. A God-induced immobility. And right there, you don't know what is happening, but you know something good. Something good. God is working on you. And in that realm, you can wake up hale and hearty. Listen, I'll never forget a meeting I had in school. I laid hands on somebody who was sick. The person fell under the power. And then doctors came into the room. I started stitching. I said, this is the realm of creative miracles. So this is where Eve came from. Eve, this is how multiplication happens. This is how capacity is expanded. Something from the inside of you. Listen to me. There is a need on the outside that has an answer on the inside. That's what happened with Adam. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, Jesus Christ, if they will get this. I said there is a need on the outside that has an answer on the inside. You've been looking for an uncle to help, looking for a neighbor to help, looking for someone in government. I said there is a need on the outside that has an answer on the inside. Now, I'm about to blow your mind. The Bible says in Genesis 3:20, look at it quickly. Genesis 3:20. It says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. The Hebrew word for Eve is kava. Kava means to live, all right? And it's a derivative of another word that simply means life. Because of the tense, not the direct transliteration, but listen, what I'm telling you is this. Kava in the Hebrew is synonymous with Zoe in the Greek. They both mean life. So now, there was a need, and the answer. I said there was a need, and the answer. Don't forget what I was trying. That's what I was trying to introduce you to in the afternoon. That you think you need a job. The answer is life. Oh, you need a child. The answer is life. Oh, you need a breakthrough. The answer. Are you listening to me? Anything good can happen to you. Especially beginning tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I take from within and I put upon. That's how I stand myself. There is fire on my altar. I take from within and I pour upon. That's how I stab myself. There is fire on my altar. I take from within and I pour upon. That's how I stab myself. There is fire on my altar. I take from within and I pour upon. That's how I stand myself. There is fire on my altar. There is fire on my altar. Fire on my altar. I put fire on my altar. There is fire on my altar. I take from within and I pour upon. That's how I stem myself. There is fire on my altar.
Thank you, Lord. They will pray with three scriptures, and I will go. That's why I came. Did you learn anything? Scripture 1. Job 8 verse 7. A prophecy about tomorrow. By the agency of Tadema and Zoe. Everybody read together, one to go. Listen. Life does not look at your network, doesn't look at your bank account. The capacity is of the spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. And so this text says, though your beginning may be yet small, let me personalize it. Though my beginning may be yet small, my latter end shall greatly, greatly, greatly. I give you a few minutes to prophesy. Prophesy. Hey, 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 hey. Woo! Woo! This is the man Kailea. Eshela. Yeah. This is the neko na manakeno. This is the mere kura na me. Shata kabala nerebele kombra kaba randa la balabara randa la balabaya shanda la balabaya shata kabala dagabaya rendele beledege rendele belede shata kabala dagabaya shanda la baladagabaya randa la baladagabaya aka ba 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 ba. Thank you, Lord. Listen, I said, though your beginning be yet small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Right now, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I prophesy increase. I said, I prophesy increase. I prophesy increase. I prophesy increase. Now listen to me. To those of you down, please, protocols, stay close to that aisle for me. Say ta te kai ke kom bai le kai. This is the revelation behind this statement. That promotion comes not from the east, not from the west, not from the south. He says, but God is judge. Listen to me. Your latter end shall greatly increase. I like the fact that the scripture says yet small. It means even what you are celebrating is yet small. Even what they are clapping for you about is yet small. Hey, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Hey, 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 hey. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, hey. Scripture number 2. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 17. Kai. Anamaka.
2 Kings chapter 3 verse 17. For thus says the Lord. You shall not see wind. Some of you are looking. Can I speak prophetically? Stop looking at the menstrual cycle. Stop looking at the physical symptoms. You shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet, the valley shall be filled with water that you may drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. I give you a few minutes. See with the eyes of the Spirit. Hey, this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. When we're trusting for our property, we didn't have the lump sum. We didn't even have half of it. We didn't have one quarter of it. But there is something about creative miracles. You are breaking bread. It's dividing, but it's not reducing. You are not seeing the bread swell. You are not seeing the account dramatically increase. But you just didn't run out. I said you shall not see rain. You may not see wind. But the valley. CCI pastors, listen to me. This is the word of the Lord to all your branches. You may not see rain. You may not see wind. But the valley, 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 valley. Listen to me. I'm giving you this prophetic instruction. Buy the buildings. Listen to me. God called Abraham out in the cool of the day. He said, all the land you can see, I will give to you and to your children. Tadema. Tadema. In the realm of Tadema, real estate is exchanged. In the realm of Tadema, promotion is possible. In the realm of Tadema, the doctor's report. Aye, are you listening to me? Creative miracles can happen. Listen to me. I show you a mystery. The one who can bring Eve out of Adam can remove cancer. He can. He can. He can. Aha. 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 Listen. Visions of the future. Things to do. Places to go. With whom they must be done. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is where clarity comes from. Just help her. This is where clarity comes from. This is where to go to Canada or to stay in the UK. to build in Nigeria or to stay here? Okay, if it's in Europe, what part of Europe? Manchester or London? Tadema, 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 Tadema. Visions, visions, clarity, signs, wonders, signs, wonders, signs, wonders.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. For this is the word of the Lord.
I'm about to show you things that will soon come to pass. This is how you know Tadema has happened. When it happens eventually, when you eventually get the job or get into that nation or get into, everybody is congratulating you, but it doesn't look new to you. You've been there before. It feels very familiar. Tadema. That you first visit the promised land as a stranger to peruse with the eyes of the spirits, so that when it eventually happens, you've been there before, you've been there before, you've handled it, you've handled it. You go into the promised land like a prophetic spy. You've tasted of the fruits. God first allows you to taste it before you take it. Come on, are you listening to me? Listen to me. I saw meetings like this years ago. Years ago. As an undergraduate. The first time you thought I was preaching in London, you were wrong. I've been here in the spirits. I saw all of you. I prayed for all of you before I knew your names. One more. 1 Kings 17:14. 1 Kings 17:14. Oh, my Father. My Father. My Father. My Father. Oh, my God. It says, "For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be used up." Are you listening to me? "Nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day that the Lord sends rain." Do you believe in supernatural provision? It's endless life for a reason. A higher quality of life. I ask you a prophetic question. Can it be done? Yeah. Forgive me. Is it done? Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Not by power. Not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By my spirit, says the Lord. Father, we thank you. It's not just what you have done tonight. It is what you have taught us, this new dimension of creative miracles, of life Now we know how to handle the future. Everything you've told us can and will be done. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We praise you for it. We've seen the future. We've seen our children and their children and their children's children. The generation of the Irens are blessed. I said the generation of the Irens are blessed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.